And welcome to Season 9, Episode 29 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, so very pleased to be here, to be able to take part in yet another wonderful excursion into silliness and therapy with none other than the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you this evening?
I am doing great. How are you today, sir?
I am fit as a fiddle and enjoying my days. There are days of work and days of play, and we're trying to have a little more play than work, and eventually all play, and then there's retirement and you know, stuff. Goon, how are you, sir?
Well, you know, I'm doing okay. After we talked about your vacation last show, mm-hmm. I started looking at prices for my vacation, and yeah. Doesn't make me real happy. It doesn't make me happy with the mouse.
Uh-oh.
Has the mouse turned into a rat?
The mouse is wanting a lot of cheese.
Ooh.
I'm looking mostly at food. Something near and dear to the goon's heart.
I tend to do that pretty much every day. I look mostly at food.
I am with you, brother. You know,
Oh no.
I looked at one of Hurricane and my favorite restaurants is called the Turf Club. This is a restaurant that, you know, all the Disney A-lister YouTubers always poo-poo this restaurant because, well, it isn't fancy and it isn't themed. It's basically the 19th hole on one of their golf courses.
That's not necessarily a bad thing. Food's good.
So I can read you the type of food. Okay. Appetizers, they have a variety of salads, sauté shrimp, sweet and spicy Brussels sprouts, French onion
soup. I like
soup.
Brussels sprouts. I'm one of the few people.
I like food. That doesn't hurt me.
Prime rib, strip steak, salmon, pork chop. This is pretty standard. Now, the prices for this
Americana
that gets poo-pooed
mm-hmm.
isn't too bad. The entree for the prime rib is $39. Same for the steak. You're in a theme park.
Yeah, I know.
Or a resort.
You mean captive audience, but go ahead. Right.
That's exactly what I mean. Brussels sprouts, 13. French onion, 11.
I'm not sure I like them that much.
It's a little high. Yeah. But
like Ruth's Chris.
However, in the Epcot theme park is our favorite Benihana-like restaurant called Teppanyaki.
Teppanyaki, like a small teppanyaki?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a weird fusion, but okay.
So that is, you understand Benihana, right? They're going to, you're going to get the little show in front of you and they're going to cook on a hibachi.
Volcano.
Exactly. And we have really enjoyed this restaurant in the past for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And the prices I just read to you are what they used to be.
Ruh-roh.
For an entree there. Oh my goodness. Stitch, come here. Stitch.
This is not good.
So
Stitch has stolen the show.
He just wandered by and looked at me like, hey, how you doing?
What's he doing here? I was about to say, why is he in the bunker?
Right now he's cleaning out the cat's food.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, you know what? Let him do it. Hurricane's chasing him. So
there you go.
So I looked, and when I go to one of these places, I tend to like a combination meal. You guys too?
You mean like, Chief likes food.
I like food. You know, I like to get like a steak and chicken with maybe a shrimp appetizer.
Oh, that kind of thing. I thought, you know.
Something like that, right?
Sure.
So their combination meals are like 5 ounces of steak and 5-piece shrimp, $48.
Oh, wow.
You get a salad, you get noodles, vegetables, and steamed rice.
Yeesh.
Then they have, you can upgrade your entree. let's say you want to add filet mignon to your $48 meal.
Sure. Okay. I want to add filet mignon to my $48 meal.
Well, that'll cost you $37 more.
That's another meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. That's what it is.
And if you want to get, say, one of the, some of their premium combinations.
Mm-hmm. Filet mignon is not a premium?
Right. Well, filet mignon and five pieces of shrimp is $66.
Wow.
Filet mignon and chicken also $66. But if you'd like Wagyu beef and shrimp, that'll be $88.
I don't know what the appeal to Wagyu beef is. I've tasted it and I'm like, okay, it's really fatty. It has a stronger flavor, but I'm like, I don't think I'd eat it every day, even if I could afford it.
Nor do I. So this is, we are already kind of replanning our trip a little bit.
Right.
I have learned that, Kroger, the Midwestern
grocery store.
They actually have stores in our area too, Crutch. They just call them Harris Teeter here.
Really? Is that really the same thing? I had no idea.
They have entered into I don't know if it was a merger or not. But I do know that when I went to visit Goonchild in Ohio, where they have all Krogers.
Right.
I could use my Harris Teeter number at Kroger.
Oh, nice.
And I could use my Harris Teeter gas points at the Kroger gas stations.
Where they have Kroger gas.
Yeah, I don't know where they get the gas, but didn't matter to me. It ran just fine in the Goonmobile.
Got it.
Yes.
And so they have a delivery service for Disney. And the nice thing is the prices aren't any different from what you see in the grocery stores in Florida. I checked.
So you order delivery from Kroger's onto the Disney property and they're okay with it?
They're okay with it. The delivery fees are as low as $7.
Uh-huh.
And your first two are free when you use the service for the first time.
Nice. Wow.
So I have a full, yeah. I mean, I have a full kitchen.
Right.
So why not? Well, we were planning on.
Oh yeah. We have a full kitchen on our vacation and we always get it pre-stocked. We actually pay them to pre-stock it for us. It's really nice of them.
Oh, I didn't know. I don't know that you can do that for Disney, but I bet the price would be expensive.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. But yeah, Disney's doing it. Yeah. There isn't no mouse down where I was.
Yeah. There's the worst fastest mouse. Yeah, you're gonna go there. And Slowpoke Rodriguez.
He got it going.
Yeah, he's not as fast as Speedy though. So
right.
But yeah, I'm a little disappointed in how much the prices have increased. There's a lot of talk.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk on the websites. Disney asked people, what would you like us to change about our Skip the Line service, which this week is called Lightning Lane.
This week?
Well, it used to be Genie Plus. Mm-hmm. And before that, there was another name, and then originally it was called FastPass.
Oh, I remember FastPass.
And FastPass was a paper-based system that you could only get the day of the park, the day you showed up.
Right.
And, which I liked. I got to admit, being able to do this and plan everything out many a week beforehand, I hate that. It completely destroys the spontaneity of your vacation.
Sure.
But planners and other people with mental problems.
Planners. Planners will plan.
Will seem to like it. Oh, and you've got to plan this all in advance. I don't want to do that. I don't mind, looking at the maps and figuring out how I'm going to get there and where we're going to stop and what we might do along the way. That's all fine.
Yeah.
But I don't want the structure of my days so rigid that I can't just, I'll wait in line. That's fine.
That's right. You have a 4:30 dunking appointment in the pool.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I want to use the patented goon approach to Disney. You go
run around, meet people you don't know, get invited to their weddings.
Sometimes I get offered their daughter's hands in marriage, even when I say, no, no, thank you. I'm already married. They don't seem to care. It happened again, by the way.
Oh, Lord. Where were you this time?
Baseball game here locally. Maybe 50. I think she was a little younger than that. I couldn't tell. She's a very attractive young lady.
Ooh. By now you're getting close to Chief's age.
Yes. Yeah, so I was at the baseball game, and I had been given a task by the men in my men's group.
The men in the men's group, I gave him a task.
Yes. They said last year, they said, hey, since you have season's tickets and since, the team likes to have people sponsor the young men for dinner at each of their games, we'll do that. That'll be a fun thing for us to do. We'll all come to the ball game. You know, we'll sponsor a meal that we think that would be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I learned that the lady who coordinates all of that is named Anna.
Do you want a snowman? Sorry, different Anna.
Clever. Clever, but I shall not be derailed. So I went to a ball game, and let me tell you a little about the ball game. First of all, I went with my friend. We'll call him Bob.
Bob. There you go. Bob. I knew it.
We were watching. We were in the fourth inning, and it started to drizzle.
Oh, no, not that.
Yeah, Bob wussed out on me and wanted to be taken home.
You guys should drive separately.
Well, he didn't want to do that earlier. So it's only 5 minutes from my house. So I drove him home, and because I'm, cheap,
mm-hmm.
I drove back. I wanted to see the rest of the game, and it was 0-0 when I left and 5-0 to the opposition.
All right. I'm blaming
when
Bob.
I came back. I am too. Okay. And so I they're not assigned seats. So I picked a different seat because someone had taken the one that I had.
That's leftover charisma. It was charisma residue. Yeah.
They're like, I just like this seat. I don't know why. Exactly. And as I'm sitting there, here's what unfolds for you baseball fans. The opposition pitcher in the, it was only a 7-inning game because there was a storm coming. So they said, we get to 7 innings. That's the game. And the opposition pitcher walked 3 batters, thus loading the bases. Then he walked 2 more. Now it's 5-2.
Yikes.
Bases are still loaded, right?
Uh-huh. That's
not next guy comes up. I see the manager of their team pacing frantically back and forth. He's not a happy man.
No, I imagine not.
Any guess?
No, really?
Grand slam.
Wow.
And myself and the two very nice women behind me leapt up and screamed and yelled. And when we were done all screaming and yelling, apparently there was a large multi-legged creature crawling on my shoulder because one of the ladies brushed it off. And I turned around and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, you had a big bug on your shoulder. I'm like, hey, you know what? That's fine.
You know you didn't, right?
I don't care. This and turning my charisma on, they shared with me that they were both moms of two of the players.
Oh, neat.
And I said, well, that's great. Hey, by the way, since you know the people in the team,
yes,
since I'm trying to find out the lady who does the meal coordinator, because I have a group that wants to do it, and they asked me to find her, and I haven't been able to. Her name's Anna. And the one lady goes, I'm Anna.
Of course.
I knew you would appreciate that story.
Of course. What a shocker that you would just sit in the right place where you need to be.
Do we have a wonderful God or what?
Well, apparently he likes to watch you work. Yeah. God works in mysterious ways. And one of them is watching you.
He was like, yeah, let that. What a, the two ladies, Anna and Molly. If you do end up listening to the show, hi.
Hi.
I'm the crazy guy you met.
With
nice, nice ladies. If you know what, if I were single, I'd ask one of them out right then. They both had lovely personalities, just like the hurricane.
Were they redheads?
Just stated that they had kids.
Well, assuming they're not married either. I mean,
one.
Let's not pull a. And astronomy thing. Not. Yeah.
One had a ring and one did not, but I don't wear a ring because my ring doesn't fit anymore.
Yeah.
It's
not like this is a Coldplay concert.
Ouch.
That is not ingrained.
Ow.
I see everyone doing that on Kiss Cams. They did it on ESPN.
The best joke I've heard so far is that Coldplay hasn't had a single in like 5 years, and that day they made two.
Well,
oh my God, how unlucky was that?
Oh my God.
No, see, hey, what does it say? All that is hidden will be revealed. I mean,
that's true.
And I have seen YouTube shorts of this car salesman, and he's closing up his expensive car dealership. Mm-hmm. But it says, like, the astronomer CEO's ex-wife is coming in, and of course that means that money shall be flowing.
Right, absolutely.
So he opens. He was like, "Well, we closed 2 minutes ago, but for you, I will open it right back."
Of course, she's buying all of the Mercedes.
Yeah. By the way, the answer to your question, Crutch, blonde and a brunette.
Really? Wow. Nice to see that you're expanding your scopage.
I'm not dating because, you know, I like remaining alive.
Yes. Frying pans across the head usually
it will
slow that down.
It'll, if nothing else, it will hurt.
Yes.
So yes, that was my weekend. What else shall we talk about?
Well, speaking of, you know, people betraying their spouses, the oaths that they make, there is news, a buzz.
News, you say.
That now that someone has had enough time to go through lots of sensitive documents, that they have found that there was a conspiracy of sorts.
Conspiracy. What a shocker that the chief is talking about a conspiracy.
I'm shocked, deeply shocked.
Shocked.
They are saying that one of the presidents actively worked against an incoming president.
No.
Yes.
Can I guess?
Say it isn't so.
It isn't so. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not what you meant.
Here's the question that I have. And this takes some 4D thinking.
Uh-oh.
If 2020 had happened differently, would any of this have come to light? Because would people have been looking? Would people have been so bitter? Would even the folks that are in the administration right now even had a reason to join this administration? It's like, they put a particular person in as DNI because DNI had gone after her particularly. So,
yeah.
So now it's like
Yeah, many of the folks in this administration are on on retribution tour. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look what they did to RFK. Look what they did to Tulsi. Yeah, sure.
When you say many, don't you mean every?
Well, the head of FBI, right?
Yes. So Cash.
And not to mention the deputy head.
Yep.
Yes, but I mean, it is everyone, including the president himself. So
right. Has anybody been gone after more than him? Even with bullets, it turns out.
Bullets, bombs, it doesn't matter. But so again, not to be derailed, they have opened criminal investigations. They now say that they have found hard drives between you know, the one who has the highest body count in congressional history.
He refused to say her name, don't you?
Yeah. If you say it, then she knows.
Is it like Voldemort?
I'm guilty. I never watched that. I know that Beetlejuice you have to say multiple times.
Yeah.
But this is actually what show is it? This would be Red
Candyman.
Red Oil. Candyman you have to say three times.
Right.
The witch that just by saying her name she is aware.
Oh, wait a second. You could also go with Bewitched, and when she wanted to call the doctor, she would just yell, Dr. Bombay, Dr. Bombay.
Come right away.
Yeah. But that's two times.
Just two.
You only need to say this once.
Oh, okay.
By saying, look, man, even thinking about it has me worried, okay?
I'm with you.
And especially with the Zuckerberg's company has now made it so that they can, with 99% accuracy, read a person's mind.
Nice. That's why I don't do anything with Zuckerberg's company.
Yeah, it was wild to see, because they said take an image, mm-hmm. and think about it, and then they would post it up. And then after it was done, the computer was done rendering the image, he would say what it was.
Wow.
And each time it was frighteningly accurate. And then they told him to say nothing and just think of stuff. And it was turning his thoughts into text.
Wow.
So those.
This is the same AI they're going to use to set airline prices, right?
I don't know. Well, see, maybe it'll be different, because the Ray-Bans, the Meta Ray-Bans, they will work in conjunction with it. The Oculus may. So you may be talking to a person and not knowing it, but they are not only recording, but doing all this stuff. And it could very well be that you say the right things. And as you walk in, you know, it is artificial charisma, or, you know, as we call in the conspiracy world, synthetic charisma.
Lovely.
Where you are following the narrative and therefore rewarded by the world.
Well, you know, okay, so this whole thing with Delta Airlines. Well, no, the whole thing with Delta Airlines, I've been chewing on it because it just irritates me to no end. But unfortunately, we already have personal pricing in a number of things, like, for example, house loans and car loans. Okay. What I would get for a car loan is different than what somebody else would get, because why? We have credit ratings. Okay. So you can make the argument that charging somebody different based on their ability to pay is already an established thing. But my problem is you're saying that because I have more money, because I'm more successful, you should be able to have more of my money, as opposed to I'm going to charge you a higher interest rate because you're more of a concern as a debt than somebody who does better. You know, you're penalizing success. You know, I can get more money out of this guy because he's rich. So, you know, you get a middle income person pays $300 for the plane ticket, and the rich guy gets to pay $700. And I'm like, you know, what does it cost for you to ship a person from point A to point B, add in your profit margin, and that's the price everybody should be paying? And I feel like there's a discrimination suit coming down the pike. I don't know.
Well, this is
please go ahead. No, I interrupted you, please.
Okay. The first class, business class, economy, mm-hmm. that should have been your delimiter.
Yeah, those are choices.
Yeah, so when I went to Louisiana, they had economy plus, economy, like, there were three levels of economy. Mm. And I was like, holy moly. And so I picked the economy that was right below first class. Mm-hmm. And I got the row to myself. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's odd. But I got the row to myself and I was standing right in the spot so I could watch the first class people and you know, as they got their selection of what they wanted before the flight even happened, while the flight was going on.
Right.
And then dude walked by, you want some chips, you know, and
you want some chips.
But see, they were not from Louisiana. That was another thing. And the planes that left from there, they matched the Louisiana feel, because this the airport was trash, and the people that were coming there were like, oh man, Boss Hog, and you know, it was terrible, because I have nothing against people wearing overalls that also have suspenders, because you're pretty sure it's going to break because of the weight that you're Ooh. That this is carrying. It looked, you know, I know that round is a shape, and I know that oval is also a shape, but how do you have top, which is like a spinning top where it is just huge on the bottom and it slowly goes, you know, it narrows towards the top, so you have a thin skinny head and you know, you have a person with chicken arms.
How was this build work, right?
Yes. It's like someone went to character select and they just was, I'm gonna hit random and see what happens.
Character select. Okay. Gaming time. Here we go.
Yeah. But, you know, and you try not to laugh because you know they saw you looking and you probably were staring too long as your brain was trying to compute how it happened. And it just kept saying error.
Something's wrong here.
And of course they're with their daughter, and their daughter is dressing as if they were looking to pick up ne'er-do-wells off the street.
How old?
In today's world I can't tell. So all I knew is that I'm gonna look at the big dude because that's safe.
Yeah, unless the big dude looks back at you and links.
Not even if that happens, because I'm pretty sure I could walk faster than he could run.
Speaking of past presidents.
Okay, well, you mean Mr. Biden and, hey, did you see his son?
Oh my God, what a clown show.
All I can say is that when the top Democratic, insiders are like, he needs to shut the up now. You know, one, he's hitting a nerve, and two, it's just time to buy popcorn.
That again, late night comedy. I know we discussed it last time.
Yep. That you can tell this is the difference between crack and cocaine. Okay. Because when he's doing crack, he couldn't do that. Because he's now doing cocaine, it's a little easier, allegedly.
Keeps you sharp.
It does. It keeps you really sharp. You're just a little the edge.
I could not get enough of that. It was like watching an accident on the highway.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
And you know, since we live in the DC area, all you could hear for miles around were single gunshots as Democrats did themselves in.
Wow. I was unaware of that.
Yeah. He was, he took out everybody. He took out George Clooney, which I thought was funny because George Clooney is what a, you know, it's like, what was he said? Who's the director? Oh, the one who did Hateful Eight.
Oh, Tarantino?
Yeah, Tarantino. Yes. Said Tarantino said that Clooney's not an actor. He's a brand. It's like, wow. Yeah. It was fun. It was fun to watch. It's been a lot of fun to watch people coverage for it. And hey, off the presses, we just announced a trade deal with Japan to lower the tariff back to 15%. Well, there you go.
Okay.
Winning.
Excellent.
Winning.
Maybe the Tepanito menu price will go down now.
Maybe. I don't think so.
I don't. The mouse likes his cheese.
He does. He does indeed. It's so sad. So what are we going to do about... Okay, so honestly, I mean, it's lovely to hear all of this evidence, and we're going to have committee meetings, and people are going to discuss the possibility that there was treachery in previous administrations. At the end of the day, honestly, deep down in the pit of your futuristic self, do you see anything happening?
No.
So it's worse than nothing happening. I have seen, I of course get lots of Texas news, and there are illegals who are kidnapping females in broad daylight in Texas. Yes. Now it's Houston, so it's like Texas adjacent, but
it's not really Texas.
They're recording it happen. So the one that was recent was someone who what had been arrested, released under, you know, the last administration.
So, what a shocker.
So, what? And he kidnapped people from New York and was bringing them down to Houston to do debaucherous things.
That was the Chinese masseuse lady, right?
Yes.
I heard about that story. Yeah. She thought she was getting a gig, and then she gets, you know, kidnapped.
Is terrible, and yet people still allow this to happen.
Right.
How?
Because at the end of the day, we need them all to become citizens so that we have a voting bloc to take over the country, take the country back from the idiots who are running it now because they don't know that, I like my vegetables cheap, so I need, you know, permanent slave class. Did I get
it? I think you hit all the salient points. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, okay. I don't know if you guys heard this, but there is a New York Democrat, Yvette Clark, who said you need more immigrants for redistricting purposes.
Hmm. At least he's honest.
And that clip is now going nationwide.
I said the quiet part out loud. Oh, shucks.
Well, none of that will matter if this census bill passes.
Ooh, I haven't heard. What's this?
The census bill is, you create a law saying that you only count Americans.
Oh, well, that's the important part. Yeah, then it doesn't matter.
Well, no, that's only step one. Step two is once that is codified into law, the next year, take the census. So it's not a 10-year thing. It is all right, we got this passed, we take this now. Right. See what kind of difference we have.
Yeah. I like ye.
Me too.
This is an awesome assist idea.
Which is why it'll never happen.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Much like anyone we can have all the evidence. We can have the point of the gun at him with the picture saying, and all that shall conspire is that, yes, he did this, and he shall say, and what will you do about this? Oh, nothing. That's what I thought.
Right. But we're holding meetings. We're going to delve into the so tired. I don't want to hear the word committee. So tired of the word committee. The word committee, it should be like stricken from the language.
I agree. Oh,
They're just raising awareness, because I know you like that too.
Oh yeah, much like those. Did you hear about? There's been a report. All that money that was raised by all those wonderful do-gooder musicians who raised all that money for the fire victims out in California. Yeah, how much has made it to the actual fire victims in California?
Oh wait, can I guess?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna guess none.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Apparently, some made it to some Native Americans, of which there was officially something like 13 Native Americans out of all the people affected. So some of them got some money. The rest of it is being spent by the organizations that raised the money. Shocker, it never left their hands. So anybody who donated money to, who was it, Billie Eilish and all that stuff, you know, donate money because we're going to save the people in Palisades. Well, the people in Palisades can't even get a building permit. And the California Senate just passed a law that says, oh, and if you have it built on your property, we can come in and buy the land. That was the whole purpose.
Okay. Exactly. It was a land grab.
Right. I don't think they set the fire, but part of me thinks they dragged their feet putting it out, thinking we can just clean up on the land after these people get burned out.
I know it sounds burn. Hard.
Huh? Everything burns.
Everything yeah. burns.
They saw how well it worked in Hawaii.
Did work well in Hawaii, didn't it?
That was the test bed.
Yeah.
You had to do it on an island in case it got out of control. You know, it didn't burn a lot.
Right. Well, you know, you always have your test bed isolated. Unbelievable. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like a downer, but I was like, all of this and those poor people, you know.
Oh, I don't mean to laugh, but these people are so evil. So evil. And they don't see it. The other side will be there going, no, 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 that's not fair, goon.
Right. Yes. I mean, I'm sorry. When I donate money, I donate it to an organization I know that already has an established, you know, track record of getting stuff done with it, you know, and don't know I'm donating money to my favorite musician because obviously they're getting duped too, you moron.
Well, you know, after,
cause I don't think Billie Eilish is evil. I think she's stupid, but you know,
after 9/11, I donated money to the Red Cross to help the families, you know, orphans and all people affected by the deaths after 9/11.
Yep.
And then the Red Cross decided that we have so much money that not all of it can go to the victims. Why that would be like, I don't know what it was, 100 million a piece. Honestly, don't care. Mm-hmm. Everybody gave that money to go to the victims.
Right.
Divide it up amongst them and give it to them. And then if those good people have more than they need and want to do good with it, let them choose.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine with me.
Yep.
It's not fine with me for the Red Cross to say, well, we'll just set this aside.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, guess how much money I've, that was what, 2001? So over 25 years ago, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, almost 25.
Almost.
Yep.
I had the same feeling about American Cancer Society. I found 1 year at the end, they had a budget surplus. So they threw themselves a party. I'm like, you could have just spent that money next year and done more good, but no. So I'm not paying for your parties. Go away.
Right. Like I'm not paying for your television.
Exactly.
We're back to that.
Yes.
Still a little worked up about it. That's
just a smidgen. So, well, we certainly hope things, you know, happen. I'm not sure they will. There's all kinds of opportunities for people for good people to do good things and for bad people to be caught doing bad things. But I'm afraid the CYA is very strong in the world today, but that's okay. Thank you once again, one and all. We've had a lot of fun. Please join us next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Mr. Browning's Texas Size Tractor Auctions. Need unbelievably big tractors at minuscule prices? Browning's famous Texas Tractor Auction is for you. Some of these babies won't even fit on the street. You can use them for, or even, well, I'm sure everyone needs a tractor that Jolly Green Giant would be proud of. Get yours at Browning's Texas Size Tractor Auctions. And Goon's Hurt Yourself Exercise Program. Forget acting your age. Do stuff like you're still a teen and see what happens. Hey, no pain, no gain, right? Goon can help you choose poorly and then learn to complain about it for the rest of the week. Free ibuprofen. And Chief's AI decision-making software. Got a tough decision? Can't decide on your own? Use the miracle of AI as built by the Chief to make your decision for you. It told Goon which cars to sell when he thought he might buy a new one. It said all of them. Wait, this thing is evil. Never mind.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.